Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You can't have a ministry to women and you don't get along with your husband. You can't, because that spirit that's in you will rub off on them. And then everybody following you will have a problem with their husband. Because you don't minister from what you know. You minister from who you are. People won't listen to a thing you say, but they will catch what you are. He says you have to leave all of this immature stuff and move towards faith in God. He said move away from the doctrine of baptisms. In other words, don't make that a precursor for being saved. Amen. And don't quibble, don't argue over I went down in his name or I went down in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Don't argue over that. Jesus said in Matthew's gospel, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and everyone that believes and is baptized shall be saved. All right. Then he says, when you go and baptize, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now, again, because we read the Bible in English and we use colloquial understanding for the words in the Bible, we make doctrine or we make dogma out of doctrine, and dogma is bad. The Bible is set for doctrine, but not for dogma. Dogma is human understanding of doctrine that causes us to come up with stuff that's not defensible. When he said name, he wasn't talking name like I say, my name is Eric Lambert. That name, that word name means authority. He says you baptize them in the authority of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In other words, you're acting on our authority. But in Acts 2, when Peter says, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Christ, he actually meant name. And the reason he did was because Jesus was new. And the people had spent almost a generation trying to discredit Jesus. He was now lifting Jesus to the position of honor. He says, now if you're going to be baptized, you must be baptized in the name of Jesus. Now, you can baptize, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's saying I'm baptizing you on the authority that he gave me to do so. Or you can say I baptize you in the name of Jesus, which means there's no name greater than his and I'm baptizing you. If you want to be saved, baptize all of them in the same, use all of them. I'm baptizing you in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. See, what he's saying is don't get caught up in it. Why? Because this is a life of faith, not dogma. You don't have to quicken. You don't have to shake. You don't have to fall out. You don't have to speak in tongues if you don't want to. All of those things are milk. Don't let people tell you you don't have the Holy Spirit living inside of you if you don't speak in tongues. That's milk. The New Testament believer has spent so much time trying to get you to speak in tongues that they've forgotten about Galatians 5 fruit. That's why Paul makes it such a reference in 1 Corinthians 13. He said, I can speak in tongues of men and of angels, but if I don't have love, which is the fruit of the Spirit, he said, all I'm doing is making noise. Once again, he's pulling us away from fleshly works. There are a lot of people who speak in tongues, but they're nasty. There are a lot of people who fall out and get up mean. Faith doesn't promote any of these fleshly things. My God, my God, my God. Listen carefully. When you get married, there are acts of intimacy that are reserved for marriage. All right, so when you get married, you perform acts of intimacy. But your whole marriage isn't about acts of intimacy. You're not built for that all the time. You're not. Your body's not built for it all the time. Do you know that humans were the only people or the only parts of God's creation that God allowed to have sexual intimacy without procreation being the reason? No other animal mates until they're ready to reproduce. They send out a smell or a signal. Or they turn around and go upstream. Every other thing God made, he made them to populate through that reproduction. And some, he even made them so they're asexual and they reproduce because they have both sex organs, snakes and worms. So they don't need no man or no woman. Certain species. So God made it that way. I think he looked at it and said, there's just no way y'all going to do that. So let me mercifully give you the ability to do it yourself. Then he turns some around and does things. Humans are the only ones. He said, I'm going to let y'all do that just for pleasure. Just because I'm God and I want you all to do it. He could have easily just said, nope, can't do it unless you're going to have a child. Now be married and live together. Share company with each other, but you can't do that till you really have a child like any other animal. He didn't do it. But it's not the basis. It's not the basis. It's not the basis. I done lost my train of thought. He said, thank you, Lord. He got something to thank God for. But watch, it's not the basis of the relationship. Okay, miracles, great as they are not the basis of my walk with God. Blessings, great as they are not the basis of my walk in God. The accumulation of stuff is not the basis of my walk with God. Because I walk with him in faith, even the absence of things can draw me closer to him. Because the reason I'm with God is because he is God. In fact, that's what Paul tries to get across in Ephesians. He states that God saved us because it pleased him. He was already, come on now. You weren't born saved. Okay, you were born elected, but you weren't born saved. And you know as well as I do that the stuff you received in your pre-salvational life came from God. Every good and every perfect gift came from God. Some of you had purchased new homes before you were saved. God opened that door to get you that home. God gave you everything. So salvation is not the entrance into spiritual blessings or physical blessings, rather. But it is the entrance into spiritual blessings. What are they? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faithfulness. God didn't save me to give me stuff. He saved me to give me him. The just live by faith. That means I'm not getting everything I want. But the faith that I have makes me content with what I have. knowing that a sovereign God is in control of my everyday situation. He said, listen, get rid of these basic doctrines, doctrines of baptism, laying on of hands. Every time you turn around, we want to lay hands. Sometimes it's necessary. I go to churches and I preach the word and I preach till I'm literally drunk. And I go sit down and the pastor will say, aren't you going to pray for the people? I say, no, sir. Aren't you going to give the altar call? I say, no, sir. And they're kind of dumbfounded. They don't know what to do. It's like, then they call on me to have words at the end. I say, I'm done. See, when are we going to learn the word works by itself? Jesus did not give that long sermon called the Sermon on the Mount, walk down the hill and say, all right, everybody that need prayer, come on up. No, there were people whose faith was stirred, and they came to him, met him at the bottom of the mountain and said, look, I'm a leper, make me clean. Then the centurion says, my servant's at home sick, speak a word. But Jesus never had a prayer line, never had an altar call. People were drawn to the words he spoke, and the Holy Spirit would generate faith in you. The Apostle Paul, the book of Acts, says he, Bible said he was preaching. And as he was preaching, a young man heard it, and he jumped up and was healed. And the Bible says the boy was born without the ability to walk. But he heard the preaching, and the faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And he jumped up. He didn't wait till Paul had a prayer line. He jumped up. Brothers and sisters, there are times while you're sitting in church that I'm preaching the word of God that your healing comes, but you will not let it manifest because you're waiting for me to pray for you. And God is telling me, don't pray. Let my word work. Because see, without you even knowing it, you become full of faith towards me.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10517A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit ericlambertministries.com. ericlambertministries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit ericlambertministries.com and add to your digital library today.